spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ernie, welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us as always.
Thank you for the invite once again, Don.
Well, when I read what you put out, ultimately, you mentioned things like unparented kids, but then you talked about the laws of your state tying the hands of cops. I have the directives right in front of me where a cop can go to jail, $15,000 fine from that former attorney general that would chill any cop in trying to deal using their authority with these teenagers. So, Ernie, tell me, you know, what was going on in Wildwood and why this response, which made kind of national news?
Well, Dom, it's like anything. Alcohol sometimes breeds stupidity. Not that these kids were all drunk. It's this mentality that I got my phone, I got my camera. Let's create an incident. Let's be an influencer. Let's put it up on the internet. Everybody wants to be a star, you know. And then you get these kids who just you're roaming up and down the boardwalk, punching people, grabbing people, you know, just throwing people onto the boardwalk. I don't get it, Don. Maybe I'm getting older, but I got to tell you something. Civility and respect, which was something that we all had when I was a kid growing up, and why that has taken a backseat today, I have no idea. The disrespect shown to the police officers, to any authority, or even any adult from these kids is unbelievable. The language, the attitudes, and they know you can't do anything about it because they're underage. You wind up, you're the one that winds up going to jail. These guys get a free ride. And
let me break that down. So, yeah. Ernie, is it the sense that you have and other cops, and this is tricky business, you got these kids harassing a cop, maybe him cursing at him, we're not going to do this, that, and the other. And you believe if they act on that, just as I said, from this directive from the attorney general, they're thinking, is it worth it? Everybody's going to be filming this. And if anything I was looking at some of your cops handcuffing people in the middle of a scrum. It was out there pretty big. And it illustrates how hard it is to handcuff somebody. And you got a mob egging this on and on top of you. So what are you going to do, Ernie? What are the tools that the police can use now?
That's a good question. You know, I received a call last night from the governor's aide, and I thanked him for calling, and I said, listen, there needs to be a dialogue with regards to how these kids are being handled in these seashore areas, especially being that this is an ongoing problem. The situation that the way you've made the laws are not working. You've empowered these kids to feel that they're invincible, and you've told the police department that, you know, you can't really do anything. Oh, yeah, sure, you could do something, but the repercussions against them are a whole lot greater than the repercussions against the violator. So and the fact that we are very limited in a police force due to the fact that nobody wants to be a police officer anymore because of these situations. So I've asked, you know, I said, listen, I'm asking for a conference with the governor, with the attorney general, and I'm going to speak on behalf of probably every seashore resort area that's going through these problems. This is not unique to Wildwood by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we probably were the last community to really have the problems that these other towns have been experiencing. So, my hat's off to the Wildwood Police Department, Chief Joe Murphy, for the job they did and the restraint. But if you're sitting there trying to do a job to protect people, and you got these punk-ass kids, excuse my expression, sitting there cursing at them and threatening them and telling them you can't do a damn thing because I'm 16 or whatever, I just, the lack of respect is, to me, I mean, I'd be in jail because I'd punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, well, Ernie, look, and you added an element to this, too, that we weren't talking about. They're filming this, too. They're engaging in it. It's both, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card, plus it makes you an influencer. I'm glad you added that part. And, Ernie, you know, I'm a Wildwood guy. We've been Wildwood our whole life, Wildwood Crest, yep. And then North Wildwood, and we're friends with you, the previous mayor. You know, we just had an unbelievable. But, you know, in Wildwood, things were a little bit looser over the years. Ocean City has a different vibe. When you have the same thing there and a stabbing in Ocean City, it ought to jump out at people. This isn't just the normal rowdiness or anything like that. This is triggered by exactly what you talked about.
This is a mob mentality. When we had that situation on the Boardwalk Saturday night, what really wasn't talked about was after the police officers had these guys on the ground, and there was a gentleman who stepped in that I'd like to get his name, who helped the police officer.
Well, wait a minute. Is that that guy? I saw the tape. The guy in it was in like a white shirt or white T-shirt?
Yes.
I want to get – look, Ernie, we're going to help you. We're putting all out bulletin for that guy. He gets the first drink. Johnny will see to that at Mulligan somehow or another, or we'll bring a case over to where he is. Because that guy was really at risk. Can you imagine? He's not even a cop, and he jumped in to assist.
Exactly. And the chances, the likelihood of that crowd turning on the police and him were far greater than not. And now they're dancing around. They're pointing. They're cursing. They're carrying on. Then somebody lights off fireworks. Then there's a horde of kids running down the boardwalk, 200-300 kids running down the boardwalk. God forbid, nobody got run over. It's just, we don't need this.
Let me make a finer point here. Now we got a little bit more of the story, and I respect yesterday you wouldn't talk. It was Memorial Day, you know, for honoring. But
yes. You
had a, you know, I don't know if you talked to your solicitor and all, when suddenly you used the term civil unrest and jump it up to the level that you did, based upon what you've said, I get it. But were you given pause how this was going to play hearing civil unrest?
Absolutely not. Let me explain something. I'm a law and order type guy. I believe in law. I believe in the order. If you don't want to follow the law, you don't want to be in order, then it's unrest. And it is a tool that we used very effectively, mm-hmm. as opposed to how are we going to handle this. When something goes awry, you shut it down. Well, guess what? We shut the boardwalk down. I didn't shut it down at 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was like almost 12:30 at night. And what's the old saying? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
So I needed to protect not only the integrity of the community, I needed to protect my officers and my firemen that were out there, you know, putting their lives on the line to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And then they got to listen to these fools carrying on and mouthing off and doing what they're doing. Like I said before, Don, if you don't do this at home, don't do it here.
Exactly.
If you do it at home, stay the hell home. We don't want you here. And tourism is our lifeline. But the funny thing about this, if it wasn't on the news, anybody that was not around the boardwalk or back off the community, they didn't even know anything was happening. This town, the city of Wildwood, is a very, very, very safe community. Again, this is not Wildwood people attacking out-of-towners. These are out-of-towners attacking out-of-towners. And a lot of times it's, they're bringing their beef from wherever they're coming from, and they bring this in. Now, I got senior weeks coming up the next couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you right now, they come down here, they want to act a fool, the repercussions will be a whole lot harsher because not as crowded as it was Memorial Day. And I'll be honest with you, if we can lock people up for being stupid and they really break the law, we're going to start locking people up.
Yeah, good for you, Ernie. And we're having Mike Testa on today, too. So you got somebody there in Trenton who has put a whole array of laws in that would help on this and to try to turn it around. So you're saying, though, you think there'll be a conference with the governor. You're a persuasive guy, and you're right. But, you know, they brought him down to the shore a year or so ago. I think you got to take your message almost across the state here. Otherwise, Wildwood, Ocean City, and all these others, you're in danger of just constant, this constant breakdown. You've made me feel it even more today of people sitting there egging this on and then trying to be on the web as influencers. Look at what we did with the cops.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, we're blessed. We're blessed to have Mike Test as our senator. We called Mike. We talked to Mike. Mike was a lifeguard in Wildwood for years and years ago, so he's got an affinity for Wildwood. So I said, Mike, we need your help. And he said, you got my help. In fact, I'm going to reach out to the other mayors along the seashore. I'm going to reach out to my constituents in the Senate, and we're going to try to address the situation. I don't want to say we're too lazy to do what we got to do. We're very good at doing what we have to do, but we just need the tools. I need to give my police officers the tools to be able to conduct a proper search, a proper arrest, and they need to know that we're behind them, the state's behind them, and if somebody's breaking the law, that they have the law on their side. That's not the case right now.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Absolutely.
I need to make sure everybody that's in town is safe, including the employees that are hired by the city to do the things that nobody else wants to do.
Ernie, thank you. Thanks for the explanation. The great job of pulling all this together, given the little bit that I've seen. So please keep us in the loop. Let us know what's next, what you want to say, because we're always here to promote Wildwood. You know that.
And I appreciate that. And like I said, if we need to use the law to shut things down, we will use it. It's what we need to do to maintain civility in our community. That's what we'll do.
All right. Ernie, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll check in soon.
All right, sir. You have a good day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.